Baker Mayfield, undraftable, off my board.
The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
What a beautiful throw by the Baker!
Victor! Hasta la vista, baby!
What's up, Browns fans? Welcome into the OBR Film Breakdown for your Monday quick hitter. We're going to be kind of transitioning to these quick hit shows on Monday because, as you know, we're running out of things to talk about with your Cleveland Browns and the action coming off of Sunday. So really, these will be just sort of knee-jerk reaction shows that relate to the weekend of the playoffs before we get to, you know, the next phase, which is really, really looking ahead come February. So wildcard weekend, listen, one of my favorite weekends, which is just fantastic in terms of entertainment value, and the quality of football steps up a little bit. Now, it didn't necessarily step up as much as we think, not as many close games as we were hoping for, but you know, it's always kind of tough too. You're watching the Bengals and Raiders kick off the whole thing and remind yourself of just how tough it is to not have your team playing after the experience last year of being in the playoffs and all that that entails. It's where the NFL starts to feel like something more in the playoffs. You know, it seems like cities rally around their teams more. It's just a unique thing that I think all of us really wanted to taste again after last year. And then sort of kicking it off, looking at Cincinnati winning the division and hosting the Raiders, really tough to watch that come to fruition. So, you know, the Raiders-Bengals game, I'm not surprised by the outcome. I obviously think that this game comes down to two, and we're going to go through each of these real quick, just two teams that, at least in my opinion, two teams that were pretty evenly matched. Just one team had two better players. Joe Burrow, a better player than Derek Carr, and obviously Ja'Marr Chase is a better player than anybody the Raiders had at the receiving department, because Darren Waller's still trying to come back from his injury issues. And that's what it comes down to. Ja'Marr Chase, 9 for /116. And then Joe Burrow at 244, 2 touchdowns, didn't make any mistakes. I mean, Cincinnati didn't overly impress, but they just took advantage of opportunities where they jump out in front on that early fumble strip sack of Carr. And, you know, Browns fans are watching this game sort of from the lens of whether Carr is an upgrade or not. But, yeah, that's another discussion for another time as we go through the offseason. But, you know, for Las Vegas, it starts field goal, fumble, punt, field goal, and then, you know, it starts to become a little dicey before halftime while it goes touchdown, field goal, touchdown for Cincinnati, and that's why they obviously jump out, and they kind of just play it safe the rest of the way, and it comes down to one possession, and Cincinnati's able to get a stop. Obviously, they were pretty safe the second half of that game, and really, especially some situations where I thought they could have put the ball in Joe's hands more. They'll live and learn. Zach Taylor's still young with the operation there. But they did enough to win. And like I said, I thought that would be a one-score game close, and they best player on the field syndrome, and it works out for them. We'll see what the Raiders do, whether they end up keeping their head coach or they end up moving on and kind of resetting everything. I have a hard time thinking the Raiders are just going to reset everything when they went through all they went through, can add more weapons, and then make another push at this thing. New stadium, you want to keep the fans invigorated. Hard for me to think they're just going to pass on their quarterback and move on. You know, Carr is not without fault, or he's certainly not perfect, but he can win you enough games. He can be in games, and I thought he was impressive, even though the scheme was pretty terrible on that last throw interception. They didn't have anybody in the end zone. It was just curl flat, hang concept, really, really bland. Didn't love it. Bills-Patriots, 47-17 blowout. We're going to talk about Josh Allen in a minute. I mean, the stat line for Josh Allen, just kind of crazy, man. I mean, as close to a perfect game as you can play, a 157.6, a 158.3 rating is a perfect game. 21 of 25, 308, 5 touchdowns. He also ran for 66 yards on 6 carries. And just a dominating performance. New England turns it over twice on 2 interceptions. Adds to the late yardage numbers to get to 305, but they were blown out, man. I mean, the Bills were 6 of 7 on third down, 482 total yards. They ran for 174 on top of their 308 passing. Not much to say. That Buffalo Chiefs game is going to be very interesting. Maybe a game that was just a week too early, but the Chiefs are going to have their hands full. And I, listen, You tell me for a month Josh Allen can't be the best player in the NFL, I think you're crazy. I think he can do it. We'll see.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Bucks-Eagles feels like a playoff game that you'll ultimately forget really quickly. The Eagles, three turnovers do themselves in, two picks by Jalen Hurts, who I think the Eagles go into a draft where they have three first-round picks without many answers at quarterback. They didn't run the ball very well. Miles Sanders, 7 for 16. Hurts runs 8 times for 39. I mean, the Bucks deal with injuries up front. I don't know what Tristan Wirfs' situation is. But Mike Evans, just like Jamar Chase, 9 for 117, a touchdown. Tom Brady efficient, 271. You know, the Eagles overachieved, got into the playoffs, but they have a lot to fix to repeat and get back there, including deciding whether Jalen Hurts is the guy moving forward. They'll have opportunities to go get some other names this offseason. They certainly, if you're talking about teams that might be in the quarterback market, very enticing situation with all those first-round picks, where you're talking about Cleveland doesn't have as many of those. So, and again, the Bucks are up 31-0. That game was never close. Eagles added two touchdowns late. Nostalgia Central, 49ers Cowboys, 23-17 final. That game just extremely interesting for coaching. I just go back to like Mike McCarthy, man, with the field goal decision. And I mean, they got lucky. They lucked into a situation where they got a turnover. They make it 23-10 early in the fourth quarter. They luck into an interception that results in a quick drive to make it 23-17. And it's like, man, McCarthy, you can go whatever way you want to. I mean, this game was pretty evenly played. 341 total yards, 307. Both teams struggled on third down. One turnover for each team, two touchdowns. San Francisco's three field goals are the difference. I mean, Dak was 23 of 43, only 254 and a touchdown. It's not like they did much more on Jimmy Garoppolo's side, a guy who we'll see what happens next week, but he's definitely going to be into free agency. I can't see them keeping him with Trey Lance on the roster. 16 of 25, 172. He threw an interception and really wilted under pressure towards the end of that game. They ran it well. I mean, that's the thing, though. 27 carries for Elijah Mitchell, 96 yards, touchdown. The 49ers scheme is way closer to the Browns than people want to admit, with a lot of that, a lot of the counter power inside run stuff. But they get Deebo Samuel so involved. 10 carries, 72 yards, a touchdown. Maybe you can try to replicate that in Cleveland. Go out and get a wide receiver like a Treylon Burks in this draft who fits a little bit of that mold. But we'll see. Dalton Schultz, a nice game for Dallas. You know, otherwise, the big names. Amari Cooper, 6 for 64, a touchdown. Cedric Wilson, 5 for 62, and barely missed that huge catch at the end. But, I mean, CeeDee Lamb, one catch, 21 yards. Ezekiel Elliott, who they're paying so much money to, 12 carries, 31 yards. He had one catch for zero. Cowboys were in an interesting spot, too, losing this whole playoff game. But it just, the McCarthy thing with Aaron Rodgers is funny to me. He's like, this guy is, he's just so full of it, man. He lied his way into the analytics thing with the Cowboys, and then he admitted it, basically, and it was just sort of a passing comment. And then they decide to run that draw to get down to, like, the 25-yard line and don't get a playoff. Like that makes no sense. I'd rather take two chances into the end zone from the 40 than get no shots because you want to run a draw and get closer. I mean, I don't know the math on this. Somebody can step up, maybe comment on this pod, but like 40-yard touchdown to a 25, it can't be that much different to meaningfully risk two opportunities instead of one opportunity, because you think you're going to get one in that situation. They got none, and It's just a gross outcome. The 49ers win, though. They are on to play. Actually, I don't know how the NFC will shake out. We'll look at that in just a second. KC dominates Pittsburgh. It started slow. It was always going where it went. The tip ball interception helped. A fumble helped. But, you know, it's like the video game player lounging in his chair playing. Then he sits up because he all of a sudden has to pay attention. That's what happened. Chiefs dominated 478 yards to 257 for Pittsburgh. It's the same painful Pittsburgh offense. Ben's stat line doesn't look terrible. If you look at his average distance of target, it's pretty funny, though. 29 of 44, 215. He threw two touchdowns. Just a bunch of guys with, like, two catches, five catches, four, five, four. Here's the yardage totals. 37, 34, 33, 26, 25, 25. They don't throw the ball downfield. They don't ever give. They don't give Ben enough time, really. Ben's not willing to do it. They don't attack the middle of the field. Everything's up the sidelines. It's an embarrassment that these guys made the playoffs over Cleveland, and it just annoys me so much. Not that Cleveland would have fared that much well, but come on, man. Mahomes goes 30 of 39, 404, five touchdowns. Travis Kelce and Jerick McKinnon having a nice run there. So you're looking at next week's playoff games. You have Bengals at Titans. That'll be a fun one. That's your first game on Saturday. So really, really interesting game there that I do think the Bengals can win. If they can handle the run game, they can win. Make Tannehill throw. 49ers-Packers, another nostalgia-based game, man. All those 90s and early 2000s playoff games. That one is Saturday night. The Bucks get... Who do the Bucks get? It just says NFC right now. Oh, well, that's why it says NFC. We still have Cardinals-Rams to shake out. So we'll see who the Bucks get at home. Otherwise, it is Bills-Chiefs, like I said, and that will be Sunday late 6:30 kick for that game. One thing I just want to address this topic, Monday quick hitter, we're kind of always going to do this, is this idea that people have out there that no matter who the Browns had selected, whether it was the 2017 draft with Trubisky, Mahomes, and Watson, or the 18 draft, whether it was you know, anybody but Baker, could have been could have been Josh Allen, could have been Josh Rosen, could have been Sam Darnold, could have been Lamar Jackson, that no matter what, everybody would have failed. If it's like, I just, over the years, I've seen this funny notion of like, well, couldn't have taken Mahomes or Watson. They would never have developed in Cleveland. Okay. How do you know that for sure? I know we all think Hugh is pretty laughable, but how do you know that for sure? You don't know that. They could have let go of Hugh after 2017 and not kept him for 2018. They also could have found some success with a better quarterback like Mahomes or, you know, Watson or even Trubisky. I don't know, but you're sitting here like damn certain that, or Josh Allen, like, no, listen, none of us wanted the Browns to pick Josh Allen. It's not a secret. He was not who we, you know, he was not a good enough college football player with the stats, you baseline stats that you need to feel comfortable taking him. If anybody says they were a believer in Josh Allen before the draft, make them prove it to you. I wasn't. Firmly ready to admit it. I was fine with taking Baker, but to say the Browns could not have selected Josh Allen and it would have worked out, how do you know that? You don't know that. From everything we know, Josh Allen's a diligent worker. He might have figured it out here. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he doesn't. But to be like, well, Hugh was here. Hugh was fired 8 games into the year, and Baker was playing pretty well, like good enough. They were winning some games. They got blown out in Pittsburgh. They fired him, and it was late. They should have fired him earlier. But nonetheless, like, you're certain, absolutely stone cold certain, no other quarterback could have worked out in Cleveland 17-18. If the only, you know, going back to, I don't like to harken back to the situation with the tanking. If the tanking situation was only meant that Baker Mayfield could have been the answer to all of this, then what the hell kind of plan was that? I give Baker credit. He overcame a lot, and he's overcome a lot, and his career is kind of hanging in the balance here with Cleveland. But he has overcome a lot of franchise deficiencies. Now, the past 2 years, the Browns have gotten a lot of things right to help him, give him every single thing he needs. But that doesn't erase the damage that was done with the mistakes made in the first 2 years. So, like, I get it. I give Baker credit there. But to act like no other quarterback, all these other really talented guys, again, you kind of look at the big three between Watson, set aside everything else, but Watson, the player. You know, you look at Mahomes and you look at Lamar, even Lamar, you can include. I get it. You know, I certainly get it. But they think the Ravens were the only ones smart enough to come up with some way to use Lamar, it's just silly to me. They could have figured it out. Same with Josh Allen. They could have figured it out. I'm not saying the Browns were wrong for picking Baker Mayfield or the decision they made. You know, I think you can question 2017 a good amount. I don't think that's unfair. But, like, to sit here and say that even if they picked one of those really good quarterbacks in 2017, or if they had picked someone other than Baker in 2018, it never would have panned out. Here's why. I don't understand how you arrive there with certainty that none of these other guys would have worked out. What you're doing is just telling yourself that, hey, the Baker Mayfield thing's not working out, but there was really no other route they could have gone to figure this whole thing out. It just, all roads would have brought us back to where we are right now. And that's just lame. I think it's lame. I'm not calling for revisionist history on who they picked. I get the reasoning for Baker. I was fully behind Baker Mayfield's selection. I was very in on him, after his rookie year, very in on him in various parts of the last few years. I have come around because data and film evidence changes your opinion. I just think that, like, acting like there's no alternate universe where the Browns could have picked Deshaun, Mahomes, or Josh, or Lamar, and they all would have, like, they just all would be out of the league right now, is a silly notion. And to me, it's you coping with your issues with how Baker's played, how the whole tank went, what's come of the quarterback situation. And you don't need to do that. You really don't, because it just looks silly. It's silly to me. You don't need to do it. Who knows if those guys would have worked out? I'm not here to say they would have for sure, but, like, the talent of Josh Allen and the work ethic could have worked. Lamar, you could curtail an offense for him here. They could have found people that, you know, the Ravens aren't the only smart people in the universe to figure that sort of thing out. You don't think Deshaun Watson could have figured some things out? Okay, that's just you wanting to be negative. And Mahomes is a generational talent. Come on, man. Come on. I get it. Andy Reid has amplified things and the weapons, but the guy would have figured out some way to be successful. But again, you do you. If you want to lean in and think the only answer was Baker Mayfield and everybody else would have failed to make yourself feel better, that's cool. Go right ahead. That's a wrap for today's Monday Quick Hitter. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Appreciate your support as usual through the OBR's Twitch website or this podcast. Thank you much. Come to our Monday Rewind, which will be up on the OBR's Twitch tonight. Have a fantastic Monday. Some of you are working, some of you are not. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Hopefully you have a fantastic day, whether working or not. Let's get a great start to our week. We'll be back with some more fun episodes as the week wears on. Don't forget to check out last week's episodes, which had a bunch of fun wrap-up targets like grades on the season, free agent signings, season awards, all that fun stuff. Check that out. Keep an eye out for some more fun podcasts this week. Have a great Monday, and go Browns.
When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.